CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545 Soul.
Believe. New SkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston.
I'm Jean Adrian.
And together
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools there to help you grow. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free membership for the online InnerSpeak cards. Those are the cards I'm going to be using to do clearings today. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive and holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at Intuitive Soul. You can book a private session with me, or you can take advantage of the special that Jean and I offer for only for Sky listeners. It's a half hour. It's with both of us, and it's only $75. We'll talk more about that throughout the show, but you might want to take advantage of that as we move into the fall, as we've moved into the nice Virgo energy that is, you know, making us feel, I guess, a little bit like school starting soon. You know that feeling,
the school
where
of life, right?
Kind of, you know, where you want to get everything organized and you want to start some new things. So I know a lot of people were good with starting new things and wanting to have new things in their lives. And, you know, usually spring is one of those times, the beginning of the year is one of those times, and this is just another time. I always get excited about the fall. I love the fall. I love the fall colors. I don't want to push the summer away in any stretch of the imagination, but I do love the
summer?
Fall.
I haven't had summer yet.
Okay, honey, that's because you moved into the mountains.
No. It's the whole South. We haven't had summer yet. It's been raining and cool down here. In Atlanta, I don't think it's broken 90 degrees. And, you know, usually we're in the hundreds by this time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's bizarre.
Where? Like, because we've been having some, you know, we had some cooler weather, and but we've got some warmer weather. We just had our first rain day, and like, well, I'm not going to brag because I know you've been raining a lot, but
I sent it to you. We shoot it out of here. We've got like 4 days it's going to be we're going to have sun. And it's actually, I think, in Atlanta, probably not in the mountains, but in Atlanta, they're supposed to hit 90 for the first time, I think, all summer on Friday.
Oh.
That's very, very strange. Very, wow. Very interesting weather.
Did you have that heat wave, though, that, like, everybody was dying in where it was?
No, we have not had a heat wave.
See, the heat wave we had, it was near the beginning of the summer. Like, it was the end of, it might have been the end of June. No, it was, yeah, end of June, beginning of July. It was just really brutal.
Yeah, we missed that one too.
Huh.
It's been wild down here. To completely, everybody's off balance, but that's okay. You know, so I guess you have to, the Mother Earth has to keep us off balance because, you know, that way we don't get complacent, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's it.
You know, I had an idea about a new twist. You know, we've been talking about intimacy for a while now, and I had an idea about a new twist that we might want to explore today, because it's what's up for me right now is about honesty and integrity.
Intimacy or?
No, honesty and integrity as it relates to intimacy.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, and I'm really struggling with it. You know, speaking my truth. You know, letting people, you know, opening the kimono and letting people know who I am and see who I am, and then still having the courage to speak my truth.
Hmm.
And it's not working for me right now. You know, and you know, I realize it's an old pattern, you know, a very old pattern, you know, but at least I'm aware of it. But you know, it's really hard to attract intimacy into our lives if we can't be honest and talk about what we want and what we don't want. Maybe more importantly, that's what we don't want.
Right. You know, I think it's an interesting topic. While we're talking, I just want to also invite people that this is a call-in show, so you are invited to call in if you want a reading and a clearing today. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. If you come in instant feedback, I know a lot of people are at lunch right now or they're still working and they're at work. You can just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And we'll get back to you. I think it's really important. You know, I was talking with a friend and, you know, he's convinced. He's at the stage where if this relationship that he's in doesn't work, he's going to give up on relationships. And, you know, I was talking to him about, you know, one, it has to do with commitment. Both people have to be committed. You cannot absolutely not be committed for the other person. It just doesn't work. But the other thing is about, you know, communicating. And, you know, we're so often, I mean, this is my whole thing about authenticity. We are so often not authentic with ourselves. And part of that is to blame with, you know, things coming out like The Secret and stuff where, you know, they talk about, you know, always having positive intention, like always coming from the positive. And okay, so there's validity in that, you know, when we're in lower vibration emotions or what we consider lower vibration emotions, it does lower our energy. And so we're not at the place where we can attract or bring into the light what we want. But the thing is that we have to be authentic. See, when we keep stuffing it down into our unconscious because we don't want to deal with it because it's too painful and we don't like dealing with uncomfortable things, then we're not being authentic. And what's happening is that we're just shoving it away and telling ourselves that these emotions are bad. And so we feel like we can't hurt somebody. We feel like we can't be authentic. We feel like we can't communicate properly because we don't want to be the bad person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we are being inauthentic. And if we can't be authentic to ourselves, if we can't even acknowledge, hey, wait a minute, I'm angry, or hey, wait a minute, I'm sad about something, we have to be able to discuss it, because if we just shove it down, it's not being resolved. And no matter what, the law of attraction is not going to work for us because it's still there. It's still not being dealt with. It's still not being processed. So we have to actually, you know, kind of dive into those emotions regardless of what they are. I don't think necessarily anger or sadness necessarily lowers our vibration. I think they're just different emotions that we have labeled as bad. So therefore, we think they lower our vibration. So I think we're kind of caught in like this double mix of signals from ourselves and from
You know,
society. And yeah,
I mean, and that's really sort of where I am. It's funny. I got my chops busted yesterday. I went to the Unity Church and the woman who spoke was just amazing. And she was talking about Labor Day, 'cause you know, that's our holiday that's coming up here in the States.
Ours too. One of our only ones that we have together.
Okay. You know, and she was talking about work and becoming, you know, the creative beings that we are, and, you know, doing what makes our hearts sing and not just doing stuff to make money, you know, to pay the bills and this, that, and the other. And she told a story about one of her clients who, you know, has gone through several career changes over time, and each time when she needs to make a change, she creates a story that gives her an excuse to leave. And so now she's in a business partnership and it's not working for her. And so she's creating this story about you know, how bad it is for her. So she's giving her the excuse to leave. And so what this woman, the speaker yesterday, said that she told the client, she says, you know, you've got to get rid of that story, because the story is, not only is it, you know, creating negative energy in the existing business partnership that you're in, but it's also blocking you from moving forward and finding what would make your heart sing, you know. And what I realized out of that, Lori, was, you know, you've heard me whining about this relationship I've been in for the last couple of years, right? Well, I created this really big story about why I couldn't be in that relationship anymore, because the guy was just too judgmental and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I realized that that was the story. And the interesting thing was that guy was sitting right next to me at church, because he had come up. I hadn't seen him in almost 2 months.
Right.
And he came up for the weekend to help me with some electrical wiring in my house. And, you know, I had it in my head that we were just going to be friends and all that. And, you know, so he's sitting right next to me while she's saying this. And I began to realize that I had set up this really nice block for myself by creating this judgmental story, you know. And then as I began to process that, I began to realize, you know, I can't really get clear on what I want, you know. Mm. It's this flip-flop thing. I mean, I truly don't want an intimate relationship with this guy anymore. You know, I would like to be his friend.
Right.
You know, but I don't quite know how to handle that. And an opportunity popped up for me to speak my truth on Saturday night, and I tap danced around it and didn't. It's like, oh, man, what up with that?
Well, because we... You know, most of us don't like to be confrontational. Most of us don't like to be the bad guy. You know,
and I'm totally allergic to that.
Yeah, well, we all are. I mean, that's kind of how we were brought up. And that's, you know, that's such an important piece, because we need to acknowledge within ourselves what's, you know, what we want and, you know, what will make us happy. And these are the things, but, you know, that bit about the story is, you know, a huge piece, because it's the stories that we tend to create around everything that is the problem.
Right.
It's the stories, because it's not necessarily valid at all.
Right.
But we've created the story, we believe the story, and that is often what sort of recreates in our life. That's the pattern that sort of happens, because we put so much energy into the story.
Yeah, you know, and I had never really looked at it that way. I mean, you know how we're always where we're supposed to be at the exact and perfect time? Mm-hmm. I so needed to hear what that woman had to say yesterday, you know? And where I'm really kind of caught up in this is, and you're going to reach through the airwaves and slap me when I say this. I can feel it coming. But, you know, I think that the thing that was really tripping me up was this question about, well, is a lukewarm relationship better than no relationship at all?
Hmm.
You know, is it, and that's just settling. And, you know, I even want to slap myself for saying that.
But how many people do that? And how many people, you know, later may regret a decision they've made because they, you know, and again, it really comes back to two things. One, are both of you committed?
And neither one of us is committed.
Right. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the problem. If both parties were committed, then I'd say, you know, maybe it's not a lukewarm relationship. Maybe it's, you know, your story that is blocking you from creating a deeper intimacy. But if both people aren't committed, then, you know, then you're, you know, there's nothing to hold on to, because.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I think we're committed at the level of being friends.
Right.
You know, we're good friends. I go down to Atlanta to take him to the hospital when he has to have surgery. He comes up here and wires my basement up, you know.
But you also have gone on a lot of vacations together, too.
We have.
Yeah. I mean, There's another co-host that I have, a new co-host, a psychic shaman, Rai, and we've been talking about, you know, the different types of relationships and, you know, whether it's a karmic or soul, whether there's such a thing as the twin flame. And it's interesting because we all have, you know, different views on, you know, what it is that we're wanting and looking for. And, you know, somebody had written in basically saying that once a relationship is done, stop trying to hold on to it. And then, you know, that's where, you know, it's such a typical guy response because it's like, well, you know, yes, there's always going to be somebody else. Always. There always can be or will be, depending on, you know, what you want and where you're looking and how you're looking and where you are in relationship. But, you know, again, it comes back to this commitment thing because you can create something absolutely unbelievable if you're both committed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to end. There's no ending to it of your growth or whatever. You will always continue to grow. But you always have to be committed. But it looks like we're about to go to break.
Exactly. I do believe that that is the case. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about relationships and intimacy and honesty and integrity and commitment. And Lori will provide you with readings and I'll provide you with an inner speak clearing so that you can achieve the pure potential that Lori's going to lay out for you. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. Just give us a lot of information, not just, oh, is there any word for me today? Because, you know, you get what you pay for. And if you give us more information, then we can better serve you. So you're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Some kind of magic happens late at night when the moon smiles down at me and bathes me in its light. I fell asleep beneath you in the tall blades of grass. When I woke, the world was new. I never had to ask. It's a brand new day. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know be okay. Most kind stories save the best part for last, and most stories have a hero finds you make your path. Yeah, you make your past your past. It's a brand new day. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. We're here to offer you healings and readings and clearings. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. It's right on the homepage. You just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can offer you the best. Try not to avoid the general type questions of, you know, what will happen in the future type thing. Just be kind of clear about what you're wanting. And we've been sort of talking about intimacy and authenticity and being clear and communicating well. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all kind of part of this whole thing that I think a lot of people are going through. I mean, it's such an important piece to look at. So I think, you know, those people that are wanting to have some questions answered, it doesn't have to be in intimacy, but communication and relationships are really everything that, that we're sort of set up on this planet to grow and evolve from. I mean, it, whether it's, you know, the intimate relationship or it's a relationship with people at work or, you know, everything is about relationships on this planet. So, and this is really why we're here. We're here to sort of graduate and understand emotions and kind of advance to a better place looking at, you know, how we can grow through love instead of kind of de-evolving through fear. Fear kind of doesn't allow us to move forward and make the things that we want in our lives. But, you know, I think, again, one of the biggest things with regards to almost all of this is, you know, really knowing what you want. And part of that comes from asking enough questions, you know, when it comes to what will make you happy, what does that mean? And it's never something outside of ourselves. It's always something inside because all of the emotions are inner things. They're not outer things. They're things we project emotions outside ourselves, but really they're not something outside of us. A thing doesn't make us happy. A person doesn't necessarily give us love. All of this has to happen first inside of us. So it's really what will make us happy inside. And I think that's kind of one of the things that we have to sort of look at more closely.
Yeah. Why isn't it easier?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good question because, you know, I've been sort of looking at some of this stuff myself for longer than I care to admit because, you know, I wonder the same things. Why isn't it easier? I think because we get so caught up either in our expectations or our ego or, you know, it comes to this fine balance of, you know, what lowers your vibration and is it really something that you're doing that's lowering the vibration or is it really just your judgment of what you're doing that's lowering the vibration and then finding that, you know, that way to move into authentic expression so that it's not, again, something that is necessarily lowering your vibration, but still being honest and authentic for who you are.
Yeah. You know, and again, I think it really comes down to, you got to figure out what it is you're really wanting, huh?
It really is. I mean, I think that's where we mostly fall short is so
yeah.
Many people, we know what we don't want.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's usually what we're thinking about all the
right.
time.
Right. All the time. So what do we end up making?
Well,
just that.
Whether that's what we keep making, but I mean, it's just that's what we're thinking about all the time. And so, you know, the patterns or the story, it's really the story around what we don't want that, you know, kind of repeats the pattern.
Yeah. And back to that story again, isn't it?
Well, it is, because it's the story really that is this piece that was why my newsletter for this month was around stories, because it's really, stories is that piece that, you know, we were often not really thinking about it. I was in a healing program with Eric Altman, who I highly recommend, really amazing person. And he was talking about, you know, so many people talk about whether we're in reaction mode or response mode. He kind of gave a different twist to it that I was like, oh, so that's the thing. The thing is that automatically we will first go to a reaction because it's already programmed into us. So the reaction isn't the problem. You know, it's valid to be angry or upset or, you know, frustrated. Those initial reactions aren't the problem. It's the story that we give those initial reactions. And usually we're putting a story around it to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. If we just looked at the reaction first and then said, you know, then went, okay, that's valid, I accept that. And try not to make ourselves right, try not to justify why we had that reaction, we'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But we created the story around this justification that's the problem.
Yeah, and you know, every time we go into justification, we're in fear.
Right.
You
well,
know,
we're just, ego. I mean, it's us trying to justify why we did something so that we aren't the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's mm-hmm. really what it's all about. I noticed that we're either getting an instant feedback or a call, but I do highly recommend that people call in now, get in queue, so that we don't wait until the last minute and have everybody call in at once, and then we can't assist you. So, again, the phone number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in instant feedback. Just be really clear. And like I said, it looks like it's a phone call, so yay.
Yeah.
Let's take Layla. Hi, Layla.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So you want to improve your vibrational energy. So what's going on?
I just want to kind of see the balance. I don't know if I've been very grounded lately. So how is my aura and the overall chakras and everything like that?
Okay. Yeah, if you could speak up just a little bit louder, but be a little bit clearer. Like, what is it that you're wanting?
Probably to feel more grounded.
Okay. What are you wanting to feel more grounded on? Like, what area of your life? What's going on that is...
More clarity on certain decisions, upcoming decisions I have to do, you know.
Okay. So give us, again, so this is where clarity is really important for us. So you give us more information. What decisions do you need to make that you want to be clearer on?
There's certain, you know, travel things. Some of it's for business and some of it's personal.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to deal with it in the best way.
Okay. So what's the problem then? Is it that you don't have the money, you don't want to?
I'm not sure if there's going to be some discord between some people that I need to kind of balance out and how I'm going to maneuver that.
In both relationship, in both your personal relationship and work?
Yes.
Okay, so relationships are kind of the problem then.
Yes.
All right. Whew. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting here pulling cards. Well, you know, it's all about relationships.
Okay, good. All right. So what you're wanting to know then is how you can increase the vibration of your relationships or increase your acceptance, or is there any particular relationship that you're wanting to focus on more so? Is it more a work relationship or a personal relationship, or is both of them sort of...
I would say more personal.
All right, perfect. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
And when you think of your personal relationship, what's the problem? Are you wanting to create more intimacy? Are you wanting... What are you wanting?
Just to check in the morning.
Ooh, I didn't hear any of that.
We didn't hear that. Are you still there? Okay. Okay, so why don't we go to break then?
Okay. So it's that time, and we're going to take a station break. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. You can find Lori on the web at intuitivesoul.com. And while you're on my website, please be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of the Inner Speak cards. And after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings. So call in now, 248-545-7685. We'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons know no boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, which is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at Intuitive Soul. Jean is with us every second and fourth Monday of the month. And we're always at the same time. If you have any questions, this would be a great time to call us and have us answer them at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. And as we're going to talk about the last caller that called in, you know, clarity and understanding what you want. And that, I mean, that's exactly what we've been talking about. But, you know, be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to have assistance on. Because until we know exactly where the issue is, it's not going to help you the most. We're having quite a bit of a thunderstorm here. So if anything happens, just, Jean, just take over.
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it.
And we do have a special with that's just for Sky listeners. It's a half-hour special with both Jean and I. It's only $75. After the next break, I will offer a toll-free number to call in, or you can just contact us through our websites, jeanadrian.com or Lori Hughes, or intuitivesoul.com. All right, so I don't mind working a little bit with Layla. She may be listening, maybe they're also experiencing some problems, who knows. But one of the things that we want to talk about is the clarity. I mean, it is exactly what we've been sort of talking about today, about, you know, needing to know what it is that you're really wanting. And sometimes we feel, I don't know, ashamed or worried that we're going to be judged, or, you know, don't ever worry about that with us. I mean, it's
right.
What the best thing for anybody who wants, you know, information and guidance is to be as clear as possible so that we can offer it in a way that's just not general. I mean, general information doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think that there's such a message there for everybody. I mean, everybody who is listening to the conversation you were having with Layla could see how there was something very specific, you know, that she wants to work on, and it has to do with relationships.
Right.
But there was a whole series of maybe 10 questions before that, you know, to actually get her to realize and to bubble it up in her consciousness so that she could acknowledge that what we're really dealing with here is a block in relationships. And I think that's, you know, I know that that's what it is for me. The same thing, you know, I need somebody to do the 20 questions with me to help me figure out, okay, what is it I'm really looking for in a relationship,
right?
You know? And so I think a lot of us could learn from what just happened, to don't go with just the first idea that you have. Keep asking yourself questions. Well, okay, so I want this. Well, so what does that really look like to me?
Right.
And then once you get that, then how would that feel for me?
I think why I was able to do this is part of this new training I had with the M-braining, which is, you know, first off, trying to get really clear so that it's not the story. Because the story was, you know, I felt low vibration, you know, I want my shock. You know, this was all the story that didn't have anything to, you know, what's the real thing going on. And, you know, just like the vacation thing, you know, to me, I hear vacation is like, okay, so you don't have the money to go on vacation, but wait a minute, one of it is, you know, your work. So, you know, it's interesting because this training that I was on is allowing me to get really, really clear to help people, you know, to coach them through it in a way that's very different than I've ever been able to do before, just because it's allowing me first to find out, you know, one, what brain's too heavily involved, two, you know, what's the block that is preventing what you're wanting. But like we were talking earlier, it's really that thing of what do you want? And until you can really pinpoint what it is that we want, you know, we'll never be, it won't help you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I mean, I could make a whole story out of what she was saying to you, which may or may not be a reality.
Right.
As far as what she really wants. But I mean, you know, it sounded to me like that she's got some relationship problems she's trying to run away from. And so therefore she's looking at creating a business trip that would feel like a vacation, would get her out of the frying pan, you know? But she, you know, she's not clear on it.
Right.
You know? So who knows? And what's really interesting is that I was pulling the InterSpeak cards, and this is an old issue that Layla has from another lifetime. It's a past life, hundreds of years ago in the Middle East, where she was betrayed, lied to in a relationship. There was denied infidelity going on, and it made her feel shame and humiliation, made her feel like she was broken. And there's some lack of forgiveness there. And so, Layla, if you're hearing this, I need you to go back and find that woman that was you in the Middle East about 400 years ago, and help her to forgive the person who betrayed her and lied to her and cheated on her. Help her to forgive herself, and then look in your energy field and find all the old stuck energy that goes all the way back to that old lifetime. And ask the angels to take it away. Because it's really interesting that that woman that was Layla in that lifetime in the Middle East actually has a message for her. And the message that I'm picking up on is to for her to take care of herself first. To, you know, to be true to herself. And then everything else will fall into alignment for her.
Right, and that's kind of the message of the day about communicating and being authentic. I mean, I got definitely that there was trips, because that's the first card that was actually pulled, is there's trips on, you know, she definitely has trips. There's some planning that needs to be done as to, you know, when, where, how sort of thing, but that it's a wake-up call for her. This is her, you know, this is her time to sort of deal with the issues. And I do think that there are, you know, relationship issues at work as well, because I think this is part of the pattern that and the story that Layla's sort of created around this. So, you know, learn and evolve and grow from, you know, these relationship things. It's not about you know, just escaping. You do have to look at all of them and your relationship within the relationships, because the one constant is always ourselves, and we can't do anything about anybody else, but we can look at ourselves and hopefully make some changes there. But there's something about, you know, being a little bit too closed off. And again, you know, the vibrational thing is probably pretty accurate. Find a way to look at some of the judgments that you've made about yourself and about others. And the forgiveness thing, of course, is always, always key. Like, and forgiveness isn't just in your head, and it isn't just in your heart. You actually have to have forgiveness come all the way down into the gut, and you know, you have to be able to digest some of the things that have happened to you. And that's an interesting concept all on its own, looking at, you know, the way that the gut brain has such an impact on our lives and how it protects us. And a lot of times, you know, we do this forgiveness work and then we find out, you know, don't understand why it's not working, and it's because we haven't fully integrated all of it all the way down into our gut. So that's another area that is really, really important to learn how to digest some of the hardships that have come about. Or, you know, if somebody is cheating on you, if it's probably a pattern from either a past life or from your parental relationships. And, you know, it's one of those areas that we have to learn to digest.
Yeah, you know, and it's so interesting, because I just observed this with another client not too long ago. When we don't allow that digestion to take place, it can cause us serious difficulties on the physical level in our digestive system.
Serious level, yes.
Yeah, because I mean, this particular woman, because she was having relationship issues that she didn't want to look at and deal with, she couldn't digest what was happening. I mean, unfortunately, she's in a relationship with an absolute jerk, you know, and she's staying there.
Right.
And what ended up happening was she got pinhole perforations in her colon, and she almost died. It ate through her gut.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and so it's so important for us to stay awake, stay aware, and process those emotions at every level. Because when we don't, you know, then the body will eventually become the battlefield for it. You know, and it's so much better to catch it at the carrot level than at the stick level, like this particular woman did, to have to be cut from her sternum to her pubic bone and have exploratory surgery done to go in and find that and save her life.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's true. It's a big piece. I mean, it's a much bigger piece than we have understood. And whether it creates that type of physical problem, I mean, a lot of digestive problems, even weight gain, they're all because we haven't been processing some of the emotions that we need to process.
That's right. But you know what? It's time for us to take another break. So I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want more in-depth work with us, we offer a special. And when we come back from break today, Lori's going to give you a phone number and tell you how you can take advantage of our Sky Listener special, where we work together with you for a longer period of time. So also you can check me out on my website, jeanadrian.com, Lori's website, intuitivesoul.com, and we'll have time for maybe another phone call when we come back, or another instant feedback. Yeah, so the number to call is 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Save me,
forgiving. How far is heaven?
Lord, can you tell me?
How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how far, yeah.
How far is heaven?
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. We have Jean Adrian here, who is always with us the second and fourth Mondays of the month, which means next month you will be with us on the 9th.
Yes.
The 9th of September. Oh, my goodness.
Actually, it's the birthday of one of my Virgo friends.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. Or you can go to my website, intuitivesoul.com. We've been talking about the special that we do for Sky listeners. It's a half hour. It's only $75. It'd be a great time now just to sort of get an idea of what's happening for the rest of the year in certain areas, to, again, nice and clear. But you can either go to our websites to contact us. I don't know about you, but there was a big problem with the contact forms on a lot of websites, so I got mine corrected.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, for 2 weeks it was down, and everybody that had the same contact form had the same problem. Everybody was going crazy, but I got that fixed. So, yeah.
I'm going to do a test on mine then.
You might want to do that.
I've gotten several messages off my website, you know, in the last couple of days. So
okay, then that's not the case.
Maybe
then
it's fixed, you know, but who knows how many I missed along the way.
Yes. But you can also call toll-free number. It is 1-855-444-SOUL. So that's 855-444-7685. And we'll be happy to set something up for you. All right. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, I guess the clarity of what it is that we're wanting. And you know, I think relationships really are the key to everything. I think everybody wants deeper connections in their relationships, whether it's an intimate relationship or whether it's your coworkers or your boss. Or, I mean, relationships are kind of the key to everything.
Yeah, you know, and I guess one of the things that I'm going to start doing more of, so I'm going to offer this up to the listeners as a suggestion, is I'm going to start role-playing the things that are coming up for me, you know, and just kind of role-playing it in my head so that I can play it out to be the way I think I would like for it to be. And try it on for size before I actually get into a situation where I've got to make choices and decisions, you know, on the spur of the moment.
Right. I guess the only concern that would raise is, you know, are you trying to control the situation by doing the role play, or are you just trying to look at the different scenarios?
Different options. Kind of like going to the shoe store and trying on shoes. You know, that was sort of, this was the idea I had last night anyway, as I was pondering all of this stuff, was that why not try on different scenarios and just see kind of in my imagination how that feels.
Right.
And then try to come up with one that feels good, and then create it.
Right. But again, you don't want to limit what the universe can create for you. It's just a matter of just – it is knowing what you want. I think that's the biggest thing, knowing how – the type of outcome that you would like without trying to control it so much, but just, you know, knowing that – you would like it to be easy and effortless, or, you know, however it is. I mean, I guess the big thing is looking at our fears and why we have so many fears around, you know, communicating the truth.
Yeah. You know, you'd think it would be so easy.
Yeah, except we've learned, you know, from a very young age that, you know, rarely do people actually all tell the truth. I mean, it's really about becoming more clear about what we want, and then, you know, you don't obviously want to hurt somebody, although
Right. We
don't actually hurt the person. They interpret or perceive in a way that may hurt them. But, it's their story versus our story, and if we can get out of our stories, I don't know if it's creating another story that is more palatable to us, or just stopping with the stories and just being ever present in the moment and not worrying about all the other stuff that comes out. And I think, given the ancient wisdom that people have been talking about lately, it's really just, you know, getting out of all stories, just being in the present moment and not worrying about, you know, what it is that we're creating or not creating.
And just stay in our truth, stay in integrity, and do
it.
And
know everything's divine and accept it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. So, you know, we weren't necessarily clear on what we were going to talk about today, but I think we ended up finding a lot of clarity.
Well, we certainly were able to redefine it all. This has been an interesting show.
And I want to send out, you know, a kudo to Layla, because you really helped us to do that. So bless you for assisting us. And, you know, so this has been really good. I'm looking forward to being back with you on the 9th. And Laura, you've got something going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday every week, right?
I do.
Very good. So this has been a good show. I think we've all grown, and we'll focus on probably clarity when we come back together, because that seems to be what we need at this point, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So you've been listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we will be back together with you on the 9th of September. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.